The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, hopefully most of us listening to Mass this morning, hopefully we don't hate anybody. I remember reading one time, and it's something I never forgot, never let anybody drag you so low as to hate them. And that's something very, very true. But do we have enemies? And something maybe that you never thought of before, but to a certain extent, I think it's true to say that our real enemies are within. I'm often amazed by the number of people during confession will kind of tell you they hate themselves, hate the fact that, you know, they have a certain habit of sin or a certain weakness. And they continually maybe fight against this. And I don't know if you've ever thought, anything you fight against incessantly, you empower it. You know, you give it more power. And my best example of that, and is a kind of a classic example, is if you're driving along somewhere, I don't know, you make a mistake or you don't pull away from the stoplight fast enough, and somebody behind you, you know, honks at you, and then they arrive up beside you at the next traffic lights and they're making all kinds of signs. And if you begin making signs back, you increase their power. Whereas if you ignore them, you know, or you just smile at them, you take all the steam out of their anger, put it that way. And so it might seem a strange thing to say, but you know, the best way of overcoming our weaknesses and our faults, whatever they may be, is to make friends with them. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, by that I mean to be able to come to the Lord and say to the Lord, "Here I am, Lord, again. I have this particular weakness and this particular habit. I wished I didn't, but I want to do my best to overcome it." You're never as near to God as when you approach him like this, when you approach him with your weaknesses, and here you are, You bring them before God. And I sometimes hear myself saying to people, you know, that failing you have, or that particular sin you have, or habit you have, it's your way to God. It's a stepping stone to God. It's your cross. It's your cross to carry. And it's there for a reason. And so, to then finish off on the last line, so be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. A good interpretation of that is to accept your weaknesses and to cope with your weaknesses. And that's real perfection. To accept, it's me, I'm weak, I'm a sinner. And to cope with your imperfections and your weaknesses is perfection. Because you're never going to be perfect in that sense. Because we're weak human beings.